So Max, man, you made it here in Vegas.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy indeed.
The weirdest thing for me is that, like, in a strange way, you've kind of been here before in your head, because you had some sort of a deal, like a handshake deal with your dad.
Yeah, so it was actually, I think it was like back in October or something like that of last year. And I basically explained to my dad what I was doing with my communities. And I told him I'm going to do paid community. And this was, I think it was before they released these school payments. And long story short, my dad basically told me that you're not like an operator, Max. You need somebody to help you to like with operations and stuff. And then I started to tell him about this guy called Alex Armosi on the internet who basically invest into companies. And we did this like funny thing. I took a photo and we shook hands on, let's go to Vegas and meet Alex. And then just everything happened. Like he did the post on Instagram, the school games, I went all in. And then I'd like just told my dad, like we're actually going to Vegas now. And so it's kind of weird, right? It's like almost you live in like in a simulation where if you like take a decision, then yeah. No, so I brought my dad with me and my mom is here as well. So
has that happened to you before or something like that?
Yeah, it has actually. It has. Multiple times. Like when high level came around, for example, I decided that I need an app or some in some way, shape or form. And that's when I started like high level kind of came to me as well. That was way before it high level was like a big thing. But yeah, it's always like that. It's kind of weird. It's like a simulation thing.
Yeah. What do you think's going on there? Like if you zoom in on that and you're like, what is that?
I guess you can take it and become like very, how do you say it in English? Like spiritual woo about it, right?
Course, yeah.
I definitely think there's like a thing with that as well, where you kind of can kind of decide upon your reality in a way if you take a decision. And like I'm a big into like goal setting, but I also feel like it's a very practical aspect to it, where if you decide something, your brain gets filled with that, and then you just like you start to see things or notice things, and then yeah, I guess it's a mix of both practical and the universe helps you to get to where you want to get to.
This isn't where I thought we would go, but let's just dive straight in.
Yeah.
Do you think that we are like creating our future, or do you think that we are like getting a glimpse of what our future could be, if that makes sense?
Yeah. It's a good question. I'm no expert into this at all, right? But I definitely think you create your future in a way, right? I don't think you have like a set future in a way. Like you can take bad decisions and you can take good decisions. And everything that happened, every good thing that happened, has happened in my life has been after I've actually become somewhat serious about something. I know what I want and I actually like go for a type of thing. Mm. Yeah.
Cool. So if we go all the way back to Max as a boy,
yeah,
born in Sweden, when did you first start to have, I'm going to call them like big goals. And I've defined big goals as like goals where the people around you didn't have goals to that level.
It happened kind of late for me. I was like 24, 25, I think, where I was messing around for a long time. I was like having normal jobs, going out drinking with my friends, no aspirations, no ambitions for really anything. And then after like, I dropped out of school. I was trying to find what am I going to do? And I got into a normal job. And really what shifted it for me was that my ex back then, her dad is actually a pretty good entrepreneur. And I had no idea like what even is an entrepreneur back then. Like I had no idea. And he started this company that eventually sold for quite a bit of money. It's like a good entrepreneur. And when I started dating his daughter, and the first time I met him, we sat at a table like this.
Okay.
And he asked me like, okay, Max, what are you doing? And I told him, yeah, I work at this warehouse, like for a company where it's like an e-commerce brand. And he's like, is it good? And I'm like, yeah, it's good. It's okay. Like I make some money. And then it was like, yeah, but you're not doing that next summer, right? So he just stared me in my eyes and I felt so judged, right? And I was like, after that, and then it kind of transpired and he went and I got so pissed because he was like, who is he to tell me what I'm going to do and all of this, right? And he's a very like, he's a very dominant person, like a red person. And after that, that was when I got pissed and I started to look into stuff. And that's I joined a course, like an Alex Becker course, and then eventually Sam, and that's kind of how it all transpired. But I love people like Fred, which is his name. He's like very direct, and it was like a tough love thing. So he was the one who really like steered me to actually do something.
So interesting.
Yeah.
Why'd you drop out of school?
I finished school up until I was 19, gymnasium as we call it in Sweden. But then I was like, I was so sick of the school system when I quit. Like, it didn't make sense to me. And then I started to look for different internships, and I wanted to be a coder, and that didn't make sense either. And I got that internship, and then I started to look around for, like, when I joined Alex Becker's course and all of that. And then I found a guy in the US who became like my first mentor type of thing. And that's kind of how I got into that. But school wasn't for me. It was when I was younger, I really liked it. But then later I didn't like it at all. So.
Yeah. And like, what were your skill sets like?
In school?
Well, no, let's even go a wee bit deeper than that. So like, I love what your dad says, like, Max, you're not the operations guy.
Yeah.
So what are you? Like, if you kind of strip everything back that you've done the last few years, or even just the last 3 months on school,
yeah,
like, what is the unique thing that you bring to the table?
Like, one thing that I've always had since I was a kid as well was that I've always been pretty good at, like, bringing people together in a way. Mm. So I've always been the guy who's like, hey, I have this friend, and then I have this other friend. It's like, hey, you guys should do this type of thing.
Right.
And that has come very naturally to me now as well when I've done, like, just trying to, like, tie some people together. I've just started with this in the school thing as well, but it comes pretty natural to me in a way. And I like to, like, hey guys, you have these skills, let's do that together, and here's how we all can kind of benefit from that.
Yeah.
I feel like that is a strong thing.
Connector, building community.
Yeah, and like I like to think and like vision more as like do that type of stuff, which can be a double-edged sword sometimes because you want to do this thing as well, right? So you have to like, yeah.
I'm laughing at Mark. Mark just has the worst job ever. It's like on the plane right over here. It's like, here's four more things that we can do.
Yeah, yeah, no, like, I have learned to just, like, try to, like, just stick to this thing now. And I have some people in my life right now as well who's, like, who's helping me to just, like, yeah.
Stay focused.
Yeah.
Building the asset, building the one thing.
Yeah.
And school is the one thing.
100%. 100%. And I feel like it's a video game sometimes as well. You can level each character up to level, whatever level it is. But that's really when the game starts. That's really when you need to just like continue with the pursuit. Yeah.
So Fred effectively punches you in the face. You go off on a soul searching journey. You come across Alex Becker. You come across Sam Ovens. It's so funny. I didn't know you actually had done a Sam Ovens call.
Yeah,
that's hilarious. What do you start to do? Like, bridge the gap between there and going all in on school. Like, what business stuff did you do in between that?
Yeah, so I started that internship, which was like a coding thing. And I had a really, really cool teacher at that place. And I quickly noticed that, hey, I don't want to do this coding thing. I'm not a coder. And also during that, just a quick side note, I was in that internship, and the owner of that internship came into the room. He's like, how are my kids doing type of thing. And I was like, I can't stand like sit here and work for somebody who's like sees me as his kid.
Right.
So then I started to look into that Alex Becker course, as you said, and I started to look into SEO, search engine optimization, affiliate marketing. And then my teacher then at that school, I told him that, hey, I don't want to do coding. I actually want to do my internship with this guy that I met called Ryan who could teach me that type of stuff. So he actually was like, yeah, you do whatever. Like, you do that. Like, you're here to learn how to make money and get a job. So. I started learning SEO, affiliate marketing, and then I started working for free for this guy called Ryan from Virginia, and he was doing like 200K a month with Amazon affiliate marketing, and back then I was like, I had no idea you could make that amount of money.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I actually found him in an Alex Becker community. Whoa. And I wrote to this guy like, hey, can I like interview you for like $50? And that was a lot of money for me back then.
Yeah,
it was a lot of money. He was like, you don't have to pay me. And then we spoke every single day for 6 months. He taught me everything. And then I worked for free, and then I eventually got a salary. And that was like the happiest day of my life until now as well, because I could work from home essentially.
Mm. Yeah. That's actually, I don't know what camera even to look at here. I'll look at this one. That's actually an amazing like invitation for somebody. If you're young and you say, look, I don't have a lot of money, but can I pay you $50 for like 30 minutes of your time?
Yeah,
that's very, very attractive, because it shows someone that you're very, very serious.
Yeah.
And you know, like most successful people, if not all of them that I've met, they want to give back. And yes, you have to be super, super careful with your time.
Yeah.
But that's actually, that's a great question. That's a great way to frame that.
100%. But I was also like, I became valuable to this guy. So I feel like this is something people need to like. Like I built websites for him generating like 15, 18, 20K in like that 6 months. And I got nothing from that.
Sure.
So I built him actual assets that he was making a lot of money from. And then I got a salary and then I got some commission. And yeah, so I feel like that is important for people as well. That, as you said, people, you can't just give away your time to people. You have to like, they have to show that you're some, that you can bring some value as well.
Big
in
time.
A way.
Yeah. Big time. So you do the affiliate market, and it's so funny. Like I genuinely believe like nothing in our lives is ever wasted. And I love like the little side quest you do whenever you're like 23, comes back to serve you when you're 30 and all this sort of stuff. Yeah. Like it's interesting. I didn't know you had a experience in SEO.
Yeah.
And in my head, I'm like, ah, I now see this superpower on Max's YouTube. Because YouTube and organic YouTube is like a big part of how you've grown your community. I'm like,
it is.
This guy has a deep understanding of how the internet works because he did that internship for free. So it's funny how even though, you know, you didn't get any money in that period of time, the return on investment now is massive.
Yeah. And I should actually been use my SEO knowledge more for the YouTube stuff. I did it mainly for like websites, but yeah, like on that build the entire base for me, like websites and just like the simple skills.
If you can set up a website, launching a school community is dead easy from a technical perspective.
Oh yeah, 100%.
And then make it so easy as well. Okay, so what's next? You did the affiliate marketing stuff.
Yeah, I did the affiliate marketing stuff. And then I started to, as I was working for Ryan, like building his assets, naturally what happens, right, is that you start to build your own assets as well on the side. And then those assets, my own assets, started to become like good ones. And they start to compete with the ones I was building for Ryan. So he was like, Max, like, he was like, I think it's better if you just go your own way now. So we actually cut ties. Mm-hmm. And I haven't spoke with him since.
Sure.
So that was kind of weird. But
I actually would just love to pause there because you have to make hard decisions.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And you, like, let's play a simulation game. If you didn't have that hard decision.
Yeah.
It's like, where would you be now? Would you be still working for Ryan? Would you be in Vegas about to meet Alex Ramosi?
Yeah.
It's tough.
Yeah, it is.
It's like that. It's like a cliche at this point, but it's like, what has got you here won't get you to where you need to go.
Yeah.
And I think so many people, actually a mentor of mine was talking to me about this on Wednesday. He's like, you know, it's like you're facing some really tough decisions right now.
Yeah.
And the people who are able to make those decisions are the people who are able to scale and get the things that they want.
Yeah, very true. No, it's like a hero's journey, right? You have to like go through it. And that was actually one of the bottom parts of my hero's journey when that happened, because I lost his like job and I was making like, I got like 10K a month from him.
Sure.
For like 6 to 10K in like commissions and stuff for the stuff that I was building for him. I lost that. I had my own website. It was kind of growing in revenue. I was living in my girlfriend's apartment. I had nothing back then. I had like this income coming in, right? She decides to break up with me. I had no place to live.
Oh, Max.
I had to move back to my parents. And I had like a whiteboard. I was living in their like small house like out, just like a small house outside their main house. And I felt like, all right, I'm like 20s. How old am I by this point? 25 or something? 26? I don't know. I had like a whiteboard. I wrote like, now I have to make this work, or I have two choices, make it work or make it work type of thing. And that's when I like, okay, I'm going to take my SEO skills and make something of it. So I did the affiliate stuff. But that's also when I decided I need to like sell this service some way. And that's when I stumbled upon Sam as well. Yeah. And kind of went down that route. Yeah.
Service-based?
Yeah.
Did you have an agency?
Yeah.
SEO?
No, I tried to sell SEO.
But no one wants to pay for SEO because they don't get it.
Yeah, and it's like, it is, right? But it's also one of these things where it takes time with SEO.
Sure.
And I didn't feel comfortable like charging up front 8 months or 6 months and then maybe deliver them results. And then was when I started to look into paid services. That's what I was like, oh, here's this, like, Sam Ovens jumped up in his penthouse New York apartment. I was like, all right, And then I spent like some of my final personal money for his course, and I started to sell like paid services, not like paid media for local businesses. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
So you do the whole agency thing. I mean, we could probably spend like 20 minutes talking about the highs and lows of agency life
because
there's a lot in there.
Yeah.
Let's bypass that because there's more, I think, valuable things we can cover.
Yeah.
So you hop on school, you have a good affiliate understanding because you've done things like high level before.
Yeah.
Your first year of school, you make, I can't remember what it was it over 600K or something like that? Was that a lot of that, or was most of that affiliate?
Yeah, that was only affiliate.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, so I had my, because that's really why the affiliate thing worked out, because of what I did with Ryan before, right? So I knew kind of the affiliate side of things.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I was running my agency, so the agency was really my main revenue. And then last year, then I started to do the affiliate for high level as well. And that 655K was purely from like the affiliate side of things, from running a free school community.
Right, so you used Max Free, provided so much free value, and then give people the tools. Here, start your own school community, use high level, and then you had affiliate relationships with them.
Yeah, I basically, like I had my agency, where I was serving local clients. And then I taught other people how you can also start your own local company or local service-based agency. And then here's the tool that you need, which is high level. And then I used school to kind of host everything in there. Yeah.
Very cool. So at what point do you go all in on school as a actual, and this is not to disregard affiliates, because as we all know, affiliate is a very, very serious, serious business.
Yeah,
you can
is.
Make a lot of money.
Yeah.
When do you decide to become a community owner on school and go all in on that rather than only the affiliate side of stuff?
So my plan was always to have my free community and have it paid. But I was waiting for the integrated payments because I knew that, like, I had this feeling that when Sam comes out with integrated payments, and I start to see this thing, potential of the affiliate stuff as well, like that you could have your own affiliate program. So I wanted to wait for that. So then I started to build my paid community like last year during like summer, I think. Mm-hmm. And the initial idea was to have a free community about agency, like SMMA, social media marketing agency, and then have a paid one that people couldn't go into. But I was so tired of the agency. And a lot of people are like super tired of
Find me an agency owner that isn't. You know, 80% of them, I would say.
And then I started to think about, I made a video because high level started to come out with their own community thing back then as well. So I did a video called like high level, like the school killer or whatever, something like that. And Sam saw that video and that's how we started talking. And then I started to think more and more about, he said something to me, which was very true. He said like, people don't really care about SMMA. To make money, they just want to make money, right? They don't care if that's from SMMA or if that's school or if it's e-com. People don't care about SMMA. They care about making money.
Yeah.
And that really started, like, I started to think about that a lot. And I was like, I actually enjoy the community building more. What if I start to do that instead? Like teaching people how to do that. And that's where the shift happened. Yeah.
It's a really good point. I mean, some just absolute gold from Ovens there. Because it is, SMMA is like seen as like the holy grail online. But if you actually deconstruct why, it's just because it's one off, or it used to be one of the fastest ways to get money into your bank account.
Yeah.
No, like, who actually loves it? Very few people. Yeah. It's a means to an end. Yeah. And I think that's why the future of school and already what's happening is where you can actually get money in your bank account quickly, start a business soon and fast and easily. But it's around something that you actually care about and you're passionate about. And that's the missing piece, because that's the thing that's going to sustain people for decades.
Yeah. Yeah. That's like the massive thing with school, right? Because Sam, he taught people how to do consulting businesses and then courses. And then he started to see that people were building courses, not only about like make money stuff, but also around like a bunch of other like relationships, or like porn addiction was a big one that they had. They had like a bunch of stuff like that. But that's really the genius thing about school, that you can like build a community around literally anything. It doesn't have to be about this make money thing anymore, which is insane.
Yeah.
And I think that's why Alex is so excited about it as well, because anybody can do it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And on the porn addiction thing, there's a great guy in our community, Hunter, shout out to Hunter.
Yeah, that's it.
I was going to say it might have been Hunter. Yeah, Hunter Otis. Exactly. Yeah.
I remember him actually.
So Hunter's launched a podcast now, and he has a school community and everything. And
that's cool.
You know, that's a great example of how one of the biggest problems in society, from my perspective.
Yeah.
You think back in the day, it's like, how could you ever make money doing that? And now there's all these opportunities. Actually, you can make a very, very positive impact on the lives of men and women around the world, families, marriages, and you can have a very successful business doing so. And that win-win is just chef's kiss.
Like Hamza as well, right? It's a lot of what he's doing. It's just like helping, like we have so many problems in a way. Yeah.
So you go all in.
Yeah.
What was the moment where you're like, yep.
Like this was, I decided to do this before the school games or anything. I tried to think back when I built the school masterclass, the 7-hour one that I released for free. I built that during a weekend. I spent I spent from a Thursday or like a longer weekend, from a Thursday to a Sunday or like a Friday to a Sunday, I spent like 60 hours plus or something. I just built it and recorded it and released it. And I don't remember what the trigger was, but I know that the day when I released it and I posted it in the school community, people started commenting. Like, I think that's where I met you, actually.
Max, so I was going to save this for later, but the big reveal now is the only reason I'm sitting here today is because of that video.
I think I
saw Hermosi do a post on school. Yeah. It's like, looks interesting. And then I think in school community, I saw your pinned 7-hour masterclass.
Yeah.
I clicked that and it was snowing in Ireland, right? And I love walking. Yeah. I went for like it was only supposed to be like a 30-minute walk. I went for a 3.5-hour walk.
Yeah.
And listened to it on double speed and just one shot at it. And by the time I got home, I set up a WhatsApp group with the team and with everybody. And I was like, we are doing this school thing. Like, this is the future.
That's awesome.
So I have you to thank for...
You have yourself to thank, man. You took massive action with your team, like... But it's funny. It's a funny story, right? That's how it happens.
Yeah.
And that was the trigger. Now, when I think of it, that it was Hormosi's post, because that was when I was like, okay, I had my goal. Like, I want to do this thing. I saw that. Okay, Hormosi is going all into this. I started to talk a little bit with Sam, and I was like, okay, I'm just gonna go all in with this now. I released it in the school community, and then people started commenting like, the timing with the school games, is this like planned or whatever? I didn't know what the school games was. And I think that's in the comment section. That's what was actually where I met you.
Mm.
And then it just, yeah.
And that's a good, I mean, the thing that jumps out to me about that is it's like in all of our journeys, entrepreneurial or otherwise, it's like timing.
Yeah.
You do get a wee bit of magic sometimes. You get a lot of times where it doesn't work out and the timing just hits you. But one of my favorite quotes is like, you know, like the harder I work, the luckier I get.
Yeah.
And that idea of like the more work you put in and the more opportunity you expose yourself to, it's like increases the surface area of your luck.
Yeah.
And you just got one of those once in a lifetime star aligned moments fly.
100%. But here's a lesson I've learned from all of this as well, is that I'm very good at that. That was exactly what happened with High Level as well. I was like the first one who did like a course like that. And I just applied the exact same thing with school. I'm very good at launching these types of things. Mm-hmm. But something that I've learned from High Level as well, there's always other people coming. There's always other people hunting you. And if you start to slack off, right, you're like, they're overtaking you. So that goes for you guys as well, right? With this podcast, like other people see what you guys are doing.
Sure.
And if you guys start to slack off and let somebody else just kind of get there.
Yeah.
And same thing for myself with my community. Like, and I've learned that the hard way now a couple of times. And like, but that's why the school games is so good, because it keeps you like on the toes all the time. But there's always somebody coming.
100%.
There's always somebody going.
And you see this all in business and in life and sport and everywhere. It's like, you know, someone puts like a decade into something and then a competitor can come and in 1 year, just like, you know, and there is that thing where it's like, you can be too early to the market. Like often the first to market is not the successful person in the market, because they do all the hard work for their competitors.
Yeah.
And then someone who has more capital or resources or an idea sees, there's the opportunity.
Like, it's smart as well. That happened with my Philly thing as well. People's like, they see what you're doing and they just do the same thing.
Yeah.
But they are that operator guy, which I need to become better at. And then just like, dumb it down and then just do it. So yeah. It's like focusing on the input and then just doing the input. And that's kind of how you win, this slow and steady.
Do you need to get better at it, or do you need to find the right person?
I think I would be, the absolute best way thing for me, I think, would be to work with somebody else. Like, I need to become better at myself as well. I am doing it, but it's definitely one of my weak points. I like to like think it, create it, launch it, and kind of find the concept. But I'm not the guy who loves like just doing the daily tasks type of thing.
Sure.
Yeah.
So now the whole purpose of this podcast for me now is to find you a great operator. This is not your recruitment video.
Exactly. Actually.
Yeah. Because there's a lot of serious operators out there, I think a collaboration would be insanely beneficial.
Yeah, like I'm not like I haven't like hired a bunch of people. You know, like I'm early into this. Like I'm a newbie. Yeah. Like if you when you compare yourself to, like when you go and see what all of these like now we're gonna see Alex's operation. He's like on the top of the game, and just see like how they're doing everything. Like I'm just a child when I walk in there. Like I have no idea what they're doing.
Yeah.
So yeah.
But I think what's interesting as well is like Alex would probably, and this is just me, I'm totally guessing, Alex would probably say the same thing where he's like, oh, but if you can compare me to like Charlie Munger or like Warren Buffett,
So
it is like we're always just moving to the next stage of the journey.
Yeah.
I think it's really refreshing and encouraging for people listening to this who know you and who are a big fan of yours to hear you say like, I'm a noob.
Yeah.
You know?
I have no idea what I'm doing a lot of the time. I'm just like trying. I have like good guesses like from my experience, but a lot of it is just like testing.
Yeah.
And then failing 100 times, and then you're just like, oh, maybe this works.
Sure. Yeah. So what do you think is your, if you were doing like a, I don't know, a risk assessment of your business?
Yeah.
Like, what do you think? So you're at this like mountaintop moment. You're a winner of the first school games.
Yeah.
You're about to meet Alex Ramosi. You've launched this incredible business that you probably is beyond your wildest dreams whenever you were 23.
Yeah.
How do you keep this going for the long term?
Yeah. No, it's just like focusing on the input, like identifying what needs to get done, like the daily tasks, the promotions, value for the community, and then just thinking long term and just like slow and steady just wins the race. Like that's really it. I mean, I don't know if you've talked with other winners now from the school games, but a very interesting happened for a lot of people after the games where you always get this empty feeling of like, what am I going to do now type of thing. So it's like just long-term goal setting, identifying what needs to get done, and then just doing it, essentially.
Sure.
Yeah.
So beyond the MRR and beyond like the hype around school, like if you look at your community, like Max Premium, and what it provides to the world, like how does that tie in with like your personal purpose or your personal mission or your vision? Like what inside that community will sustain you for the long run, because you're doing a promotion and it's hard and it's tough and you're like, but this is actually me, a vehicle for me to exercise my purpose to the world.
From an egotistic perspective, like from just an ego point, I have to have something hard that I'm working on type of thing and like a long-term thing, and like business and doing this school thing as well is like the perfect thing for that, because it's a game that never ends. And also like, I could say that like the impact of helping people is a big driver, but it's a weird thing because I got a lot of, when I did my free SMMA course, a lot of people really liked that and changed their lives. Like there was a 16-year-old in there who grew a 100K per month business from it. And then I don't know how many people have started to make their first money online from that, which is cool, but it's hard to see those ripple effects. I think it's the same thing with Sam. It's like I think he knows how many people have helped, but it's like, it becomes kind of abstract in a way. You just know that you're helping people, but it doesn't really become, it is a driver, but it's not the main driver. I think the main driver for me is just like, I just want to have something to build, essentially. Mm-hmm. I just want to have something to work on. And that's very egotistical. But then also, if I want to build something that's working, then it has to help other people for that thing to work, right?
Yeah.
So it just becomes like, that aspect has to be there for my thing to work.
Sure.
Yeah.
Matthew McConaughey has a lovely phrase. I don't know if it's his. It's the first person I heard him say it. He talks about being an egotistical utilitarian.
Ah.
And it basically means like, and I think, I guess it's kind of like capitalism as well, where it's like, the way, if things are set up properly, yeah, what's good for you is good for your community. Yeah. And if you can create those, like, the more win-win-win-win-wins you can stack, it's just like, it's a perfect system. Yeah. It's a perfect flywheel where, yeah, like, everything gets better every time it gets bigger. You know?
Yeah. No, like, that's the beautiful thing about it as well, right? It's like the world is almost set up that way.
Yeah.
You get what you give, right? It's like a universal law. You, if you want to get a good life yourself, you have to help other people to get a good life. Yeah. So then, but then it becomes very like, becomes like a game. You just, it becomes a piece that you have to like, you have to help other people to get this thing that you want to get, which is not necessarily money for me or status. Or, and it's more so just like building. I need to do something. Yeah.
I love that. Yeah. You and Sam are very similar in that way.
Yeah, and he's probably 1,000 times more than I am.
But then that like obsession to build.
Yeah.
You know?
It's like, yeah. 100%.
And it is, it's funny. There is something inside, I think all of us, but particularly, maybe this is just what an entrepreneur is. You know, like a kid, like I was talking about my kids before, it's like, you know, I watch my 3-year-old, like, you know, build Lego,
yeah,
and then tear it down and then just build it again.
Yeah.
It's like building for building's sake. It's like, there's a joy to that.
Yeah. And it's boring when it's done, in a way. It's like, I'm just going to put it on the shelf and look at it. That's super boring. Right? Yeah.
So before we kind of wrap up, I would like to kind of zoom in on the actual, on February.
Yeah.
Particularly the last few weeks off the games where, and this is, you know, we talk about this a lot on the internet where what you see is not always what reality is like.
Yeah.
And I know from someone who was like way, way on the outside of your life looking in, like there was a lot of hard work. That doesn't even begin to describe it. There was like insane sacrifice during your time in that. So I always think it's important to make it absolutely explicit that these things do not come easy.
No, like my girlfriend was like sad afterwards. She was like, you haven't even looked at me for like 2 weeks, 3 weeks, right? I didn't even think of that. I was sleeping. I woke up and I was just like my brain was only the school games. But she understands, like, it's weird to, you know, to live with an, like, I can't imagine living with somebody like myself. I'm so weird in so many aspects. So, like, just boring, just work and just want to do this thing. So, but yeah, it is. But then you have to, like, decide what you want to do type of thing, right? Yeah. And have people around you kind of understand that as well. Yeah. But yeah, it is a lot of sacrifices.
Yeah. For maybe some of the competitors who are listening or watching to this, what advice would you give them when they are going all in on their month for the school games? Because you kind of have one shot at it. That's not entirely true.
Yeah.
But you have one big push.
Yeah, yeah.
And if you do a big push, it might be hard to do another big push for 3 to 6 months' time. So looking back on all of the hard work and the sacrifice that you did,
yeah,
what would you do differently in terms of how you spend your time? Like if we kind of take like 80-20 principle, like where did you waste a lot of your time and where would you have doubled down more on to be more successful?
And you mean in terms of like a pure business perspective, right? Like, well, like I made 40K total and 15 out of those 40 happened in the last 24 hours, which is like, what if I, which Alex said on the call, like, what if you guys just did that all the entire games? And so one thing I would say is it's not over until it's over. That's a huge thing because everything changed the last 24 hours in our school games. And then it all just comes down to the basics, like having an offer that people want. That's really it. And the way that I like to look at it when it comes to an offer, it's like, if I offer you something, the social, like the feel of the offer should be that when I give you something, you should feel like I'm losing on this deal in a way.
Right.
Because if I'm losing on it, you're winning. So if you can make like an offer like that, where people feel like it's a no-brainer offer and Max is really, or this guy is really going above and beyond, like, yeah. So that would be a big thing. It's just like basics, having an offer and promoting it. And then I got a lot of help from some really awesome people, like Nico and Yusuf, who's my like my email and copy team. They are amazing. Copy Nomad, and then Nathan Field as well, who helped me with the designs. And just like, I got a lot of help. But yeah, it's not over until it's over, and have like a good offer, and then just push that offer with every channel that you have. Yeah.
What channel was most successful for you?
Like organic channels for me. Like we had like 90-95% sales from organic. So it's like email, Instagram, this thing, Instagram, Instagram Reels with ManyChat, YouTube videos. But now they're releasing the tracking for the school, I've heard as well, with the paid. So
it's up.
Yeah, it is up. Okay, it is official. I got it last night. Okay.
I saw a few people already rolling that. Yeah.
I'm meeting with a media buyer actually today, tonight. Really good media buyer. So we're going to talk about that.
Awesome.
Yeah, figure out that part as well.
Well, Max, it's been phenomenal to see your journey, you know, over the last 1 year in hindsight, but then even just like the last 2 months in real time.
Yeah.
I love to see what you've done. I can't believe that 7-hour masterclass video, you just did it in like 3-4 days.
Yeah.
Like that's a huge challenge to everyone listening or watching this. And I know that's what you talk about in your communities where it's like, look, create a V1 course, you know,
a
minimal viable course, or I can't remember your exact phrase.
Yeah.
But you can get that out really, really fast.
Yeah.
If you just actually sit down.
And look at yourself, man, and what you guys are doing. You just pivoted immediately. You did the exact same thing. You saw an opportunity, you just went all in, and then you did a podcast with Sam, and then you're just like, now you're doing this. Like, it happens super quick. It's funny, right?
It is funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of surreal. But generally, Max, like, thank you for everything you've done for the people inside your community and the wider school community as a whole. I think that, you know, when people are being interviewed on a podcast like this in like 3 years' time, and they're like, what was your origin story? I think there'll be a lot of people that will say, well, there was this like random Swedish guy who like had this 7-hour video on YouTube, and I watched this and just, you know.
Yeah. But people are coming, so I have to operate and keep up, right? That's really the moral of the story.
100%, dude. Yeah. Well, I'm excited for you. I hope that the Hormozi Day tomorrow is like a real peak moment for you. And that I think sometimes as entrepreneurs, we can get so caught up in the building that it's really important to also enjoy those big moments of like milestone success. So
yeah,
enjoy it, man. I'm excited to be here with you.
Likewise. Thank you so much.
Thanks for doing this. Appreciate it.
Good stuff.